Today is November 19th, 2020, and I will be doing an oral history interview with both of my parents, who are healthcare workers in Baldwin, Wisconsin, at the Western Wisconsin Health and at Family Dentistry in New Richmond, Wisconsin. First, I'm going to be interviewing my father, Jason Carlson, who is a lab technician at the hospital. Some of the questions that I came up with, all of these questions, and I kind of like to focus them a little bit more on what's going to happen going forward in both of their industries. So the first question I have for you is, so when did you realize that the COVID-19 was going to have this great of an impact on society and your job, and why?
It would have been right away, probably January of this year. The stuff coming out of China, it was hard to tell if they were telling the truth about it, but there was enough information there through the CDC and stuff that I was reading about that it was definitely going to be something that was going to eventually make it to America and affect us right away.
Okay. So in what ways has your job changed since the start of the pandemic, whether that is new policies and stuff like that?
The biggest change for the medical field is just the fact that we're dealing with sicker and sicker people. Pretty much as the epidemic just continues on. The biggest thing that affects my job is the PPE that we're required to wear when we're treating these patients, but we're really required to wear the PPE pretty much the entire time that you're doing your job, doing anything really within the laboratory or within the hospital.
So how are things different now at your work versus in the spring when the pandemic had just started to spread throughout the U.S.?
I think in the beginning, in the spring, as goofy as it sounds, it kind of seems like people took it more serious. I think it was because everything was shut down, so it was a little bit more thrown in their face that things had changed and that it wasn't normal. So people... even if they didn't believe it, they didn't think they were going to get sick or get very sick, that at the very least, their lives had changed and they realized that, so they treated it differently. Once we started opening up, it's kind of gotten out of control, pretty much not just in our county, St. Croix County, but in the state and in America and in the world. It's definitely out of control now. So I would say that the difference would be is just that people right now are not taking it serious, which is hard to believe, being that it's 2, 3, 4 times the amount of sick people that we're seeing at most of the local hospitals.
So at the beginning of the pandemic, not a lot of people knew how long that we were actually going to be in quarantine or how long things would be this serious. How long did you think that the pandemic was going to last once stuff started getting shut down and things started to become more serious in the U.S.?
I thought the shutdown, the first set of shutdowns, was probably about right, and that's what we kind of figured it would be. You really can't shut down society for years at a time. I don't think you can come back from something like that. But I think going forward, they need to come up with a plan, local government, state government, national government, that is able to recognize when an outbreak happens within a community that community needs to shut down. It may be for 14 days, it may be for 30 days, but they have to get the positivity infection rate down. I would say under probably 6%, 5%, somewhere in that range before they open up. If communities did that, you'd be able to stop it from spreading further and further into other communities, and I think you'd be able to keep it better under control. I don't think there'll be large scale shutdowns. It's possible. I mean, because it's definitely gaining steam as every day goes by. But I think, being what we've learned from the virus so far, is that instead of doing statewide shutdowns, which isn't that great, because I mean, one county up north could have an infection rate of 4%. And a county down south could have an infection rate of 28%. And it's fairly obvious that the county up north really is doing a good job, even if it's just because of lack of population, of not spreading the virus. And the one down south needs to shut down or it's going to get out of control. So I would like to think that our leaders will be able to understand that it doesn't require a national shutdown, that it should be held by the local, I would say by the counties, and shut those down versus shutting an entire state down when half of the state has a good infection rate.
So what major changes do you think will become permanent now after the pandemic is over? For an example, like people trying to stay 6 feet apart, everyone wearing masks indoors, online and ordering and stuff like that. What part of the, those pandemic things will transfer with us in the future?
I don't know how much it will really stay around once we can gain herd immunity, but I don't think herd immunity is going to be gained until probably 2022 sometime. So I don't see a ton of things changing even in 2021. I think sometime in the summer when we do have the vaccinations and they've taken place and the people that are going to get them have gotten them, I think it will loosen somewhat, but it's still going to be here. It's never going to go away. I will be testing for COVID from here on out for people. Once you can gain herd immunity, infection rates will go way down. And as we gain more and more knowledge about the virus, we'll be able to better treat it. But my prediction is that, yeah, that it's basically we're going to have a COVID influenza season from here on out that requires vaccination of both influenza and COVID. So I guess what I see forward is the vaccinations are going to be required on it, or not required, but recommended on a yearly basis. And after that, it'll just kind of, we'll have to grow to the new norm. And after next year sometime, I don't think a lot of people will be wearing masks and stuff in stores, and I don't know that it'll be required because hopefully we'll have the infection rates down.
So just like for everyone, the pandemic was not a great time, but if you could take one positive away from this time, what would that be for you in your life?
There aren't many positives, I mean, with dealing with the virus, but one of the positives was with the shutdowns in the early spring and kids in college coming home, kids that were in high school with school shut down, parents not working, working from home, is I would say that families actually were almost forced to maybe reconnect and bond within their family unit, being that no restaurants were open, no malls were open, no movie theaters were open or anything like that. So people kind of had to make do with their immediate households.
Okay, great. It was really nice getting to hear someone who is working at a hospital and what's actually going on there during the pandemic. Next, I'll be interviewing my mother, Shannon Carlson. She is a dental hygienist at Family Dentistry in New Richmond, Wisconsin. One of the most difficult things for my mom is during the beginning of the pandemic, when the shutdown started to happen, she actually was out of work for a while as dental hygienists were one of the jobs that had the highest risk of getting it, just dealing with patients very closely. So what has been the biggest change to your normal work procedure since the beginning of the pandemic?
With working in dentistry, we've always had to work with saliva and bacteria and viruses. So it hasn't changed that much other than we are wearing more PPE than we did before. COVID is a respiratory virus, and so that is transmitted by saliva. So we think more about producing aerosols in the mouth than we ever did before. I am seeing less patients a day because we allow more time between patients just for disinfections and to let the room disinfect and settle before we have another patient in. But it drastically hasn't changed because we've always had to deal with bacteria and viruses.
Okay. So what was it like to not be working during the pandemic? Did you find yourself bored? What kind of things did you do to keep yourself occupied?
It was a nervous time to be off. I was off for 2 months. Just financially, you didn't know how that was going to go. So it was a little nerve-wracking, but it ended up being great. just did little projects around the house every day. Like every inch of my house got cleaned and organized.
All right.
That's about it. Yeah. I went for lots of walks and spent a lot of time with my dogs and my kids. My dogs got more attention than they've ever had.
So the pandemic was a scary time for a lot of people. Some people for different reasons, whether that is they were concerned for their loved ones. But what was the most scary part of the pandemic for you?
The scariest thing about the pandemic for me just was that I am working in people's mouths and are producing aerosols and working in such close proximity to them that when I first came back to work, I was very nervous about getting COVID just because of the close proximity that I work with them. But fortunately, in the area that we lived in at the time, there was a really low infection rate. Most people didn't know of anybody in the area that had it. So it turned out to be fine, and we are wearing extra PPE. So it was just the unknown and just being conscious about about being so close to people and the saliva and
Okay. So at what point did you realize the pandemic was much more serious than we first thought? Not that people didn't take it seriously, but they didn't know anybody that had COVID. So if that didn't personally affect them, it really wasn't that big of a deal. And at what point, and what was it that made you realize that this was going to last a lot longer than they had anticipated at first?
I think what I thought it was the most serious was right after it first occurred with me being home every day and watching the news every day and the president having press conferences and the governor having press conferences every day. To me, that made it a little scarier. When I went back to work, just not focusing on it every day made me feel better just to have a normal work life versus staying at home and the news made it worse for me. When I realized it wasn't going to be around for a while, I think probably, you know, initially when it first happened in the spring, you know, you thought maybe it would be a couple months and things would be better. But by summertime and it wasn't getting any better, I realized it was going to be around for a while.
Okay. So how do you think the pandemic will affect your life in the future outside of work?
The one thing that affects my life the most is not seeing family members as much. My side of the family, we have seen very little of because I have a handicapped niece. So that's hard not to see that side of the family barely at all. Other than that, just not eating out as much, just being at home more. Trying to stay away from people. Before the pandemic, we ate out a lot and just were gone a lot. We're at home a lot more than we ever were before.
Okay. So what do you miss most about life before COVID? I mean, a lot of things are different now. A lot of things that you can't do, large gatherings, concerts, of that sort.
The things I miss the most are, I guess, just seeing my family members and being able to go over to see my niece and my niece's little girl. Just, you know, if I wanted to, that next weekend I could go see them where I haven't been able to see them at all during the pandemic. Also just as like going to restaurants. We loved that, or going to the movies. Not being able to go to any concerts this summer. Just being in big or public areas.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So the last question that I have for you is obviously this time period for a lot of people has not been a very happy time. But if you could take away one good memory from about the past 9 months since the pandemic started, what would that be?
A happy memory for me is, well, I truly did enjoy being home for 8 weeks. I haven't done that since my kids were little. And everybody being home and having family dinners together and just everybody being in the house, which is rare for us now.
Alrighty. Thank you very much for your time. This has been a really important interview. I think it's very good that these stories are going to be able to be passed down for generations.